Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so sorry for the delay, you guys. We had a house cleaner come yesterday and all of my stuff was all over the place. So I apologize for the delay. But welcome to Morning Motivation. I hope you guys can hear me okay. I am not using my mic, which I don't know where my mic is. Oh, it's over there. I see it. Give me 1 second and I'm going to go get my mic and I will be right back. I'm so sorry, y'all. Hold on. Okay, so while I wait for you guys to come in, I'm so sorry. Thank you. I hope you guys can hear me better. Yes, here we go. So I had to make sure all my stuff was together because things got moved around, but it is okay. And welcome to the Morning Motivation. I'm so sorry, y'all. Go ahead and load up the comments. Let me know where you guys are watching from. If this is your first time, my name is Brittany. Normally, we're not this discombobulated, but welcome. Good grand rising. Good morning. Good afternoon and good evening and good night to my international watchers. I am Brittany Daniel, the host of Morning Motivation. And this is a segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast where you can stream on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and all of your streaming platforms if you would like to listen to things later on. But it's better to catch live so you can be a part of the conversation. You can get your morning shout out and all of that. You guys load up the comments. Again, sorry for the delay, y'all. But I am here. Happy Wednesday. It is Wednesday, May 11th. Goodness, this year is flying by. I don't know about y'all, but it's flying by for me. In today's chat, we are going to be reading from Sacred Woman by Queen Afua. We've had a conversation the day before yesterday about healthy eating and womb health and all of that. And so I wanted to dive in as well and talk a little bit about partnership. When we're partnering up with someone, the things that we should be looking for, or just whatever you guys want to talk about, to be honest. So if you guys have any topics, questions, or concerns, go ahead and leave them in the comments. And I would love to chat it up today because I feel a little chatty. I want to talk to y'all more so than anything. But before we get into it, I see y'all loading up the comments. Hello, Rich Rising. Thank y'all for being here. I'm going to go ahead and say our prayer, and then we're going to go do the shout outs and jump right into the topic. I do want to say, if you are not a part of the Christian faith, if you're not spiritual or religious, it's totally okay. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. So dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up again for another day. Thank you for allowing us to fellowship and walk and do the things that are pleasing in your sight. I pray for abundance, peace, clarity, discernment, purpose, and just everything that you want us to do here in this lifetime. Your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. So good morning, Destiny. Good morning, She Amber. You were worried. I will not miss Morning Motivation, y'all. I just had my studio is normally like set. So when I come down, I just turn on the lights and go. Like right now, one of my lights isn't on. But we had somebody clean the house yesterday, so everything was in a disarray. So I do apologize for the delay. Good morning, Crystal. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning. I really need some morning motivation this morning. Good. Crystal, what do you need help with? Let me know. Maybe we can go a little off topic if you guys have some topics you want to talk about today. How about y'all let me know what you guys want to do to talk about today? Good morning, Tyra. Today's your B-Day. Good morning, Cooking with Raw, Big 34. Everybody wish Cooking with Raw a happy birthday. I'm a huge birthday person. And I believe we missed another Morning Motivator's birthday that was on the 29th. I'm so sorry. You guys, if it's your birthday, let me know. Happy birthday, Cooking with Raw. I'm super happy for you. I'll be 34 this year as well. So congratulations and happy birthday. I hope you have a beautiful and blessed one more than anything. Crystal watching from the DMV. What's going on? Good morning, such a lady. Good morning. Good morning, Anaya. Good morning, Felicia. Good morning, Tappy. Johannesburg. Hey, that is wow. That is crazy. Thank you for watching all the way from South Africa. I just actually met one of your ambassadors recently, and she was such a lovely person. Congratulations. Let me see. Happy birthday. Everybody's giving you birthday wishes, girl. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Charlene. Good morning, Chels. Good morning, Edwan. Good morning. Good morning. I'm trying to make sure I get everybody. Everybody saying happy birthday. Yes, Cooking with Raw. Happy birthday. All right. So Crystal said that she needed some morning motivation. Crystal, do you have anything in particular you want to talk about? Because I really feel like letting y'all lead the conversation today. Is there something that you want to discuss that you feel is on your heart that you guys are having issues with, roadblocks with? I would love to just chime in with y'all and see what's going on with y'all. I know we have some materials on the table, but that is okay. We can switch it up here anytime. Crystal says, oh, girl, I just started a new job Monday and this position is for sure an increase, but the anxiety is taking over. Not because I don't believe I can do the job, but it's the small things. Good morning, Madam Noor. Madam Nori. I think, Crystal, to be honest, we read this. What book was this, you guys, that we read when it talked about tackling something new? When you're in a new space, when you move to a new city, I think it was 9 things successful people do differently. When we move into a new position or something new, we want to do our best right away, right? We want to get everything together right away. But you just started on Monday. It's only Wednesday. This is the time that you can come in. Let me just leave your comment up. This is the time that you can come in and kind of just assess and get used to the job first. Get used to your schedule. Everybody knows that there is at least a week or two of a grace period of you getting acclimated to your job. So that's the first thing right now. You just started. I don't know if they've already given you work or how that's already working out. Let me know. Like my appearance struggling with alopecia. Okay, gotcha. Okay. But give yourself one grace with the anxiety of like, hey, this is new for me. I don't know what I'm doing and I'm going to learn. Nobody knows exactly what they're doing when they get a job. 9 times out of 10, when most men get jobs, they are underqualified. So you give yourself space to learn, give yourself space to say, hey, I'm not going to do everything perfect. I may make a mistake, because you have that grace period in the beginning of when you get a job. Now, a few months down the road after you've established in your job, then you don't get that grace. So use that now. Allow yourself to think of yourself like a freshman. You're fresh into what you're doing. So give yourself that grace. But as far as your appearance, good morning. As far as your appearance goes, I would possibly try some wigs, some braids. Maybe even if you can wear some pretty hats into work, depending on the environment. I don't know what kind of job it is. But wigs, girl, are always a great go-to. Braids are always a good, great go-to, especially if you live in the DMV. I know with some African shops, you can go get your hair braided in certain styles and depending where your alopecia is. But wigs on Amazon are really good quality. Depending, you just have to, do your research. You want real human hair. You don't want anything synthetic. And get something that's easy to maintain so you can take it on and off to let your scalp breathe and things like that. And also seeing a beautician that cares about hair. Not one that just does a hairstyle and then you're out the door. Not somebody young, but somebody who's been to cosmetology school, who knows how to treat the scalp and nourish your hair back to health. But if it's definitely stress, give yourself that grace, because you just started. Like, you started on Monday. It's Wednesday. So give yourself some grace. Understand that you're not going to know everything. Understand that you're learning. Understand that this is something new for you. So give yourself that grace. Good morning, Kelsey. Lola, good morning, Lola. I have an interview for a job training and I'm also starting therapy. Please pray for me. I'm a little anxious. We have a little anxiety. And congratulations on your interview and your job training. But you guys, with anxiety, one, when you're like anxious about something, it's because you care about it. You're nervous. It means that you want to do a good job. So that's a good sign. Like, all anxiety is not necessarily bad. If you were just coasting and you didn't care and you were like, ah, la, 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 then that would be a sign that you just didn't care a whole lot about your job and what you were about to do. So sometimes anxiety can be a good thing. You just can't allow it to take over you. I'm so happy you're starting therapy. But again, give yourself that grace, Grand Rising KK, give yourself that grace to know that, hey, I'm learning. I'm not going to know what I'm doing. It is okay. When you're in training, that is your time to ask questions. That's your time to get clarity. Don't go in there with thinking that you have to outperform and you have to shine or anything like that. No, you are learning. You're new. They hired you because they saw something in you. Either your resume was really good, you interviewed really well. So that's half the battle, is getting the job. Now you just have to learn. And every manager, every good manager, every supervisor knows that people go through a transition when they're first learning their job. In the military, they even give you 90 days to kind of get into the swing of things, even though normally people don't need 90 days, but that's normally how it works. So go to therapy, allow your therapist to walk you through those things, but anxiety doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing. And also give yourself grace to learn the job and to know that you're not going in there looking, you know, you're not supposed to know everything. I'm going to look on Amazon. Yes, Amazon got some good wigs, y'all. If y'all ever need a little, you know, thrifty wig, Amazon has good quality human hair wigs that you can just use in the short term to get yourself going. So definitely check those out if you guys have like a job interview or anything. So if you guys are joining us live, we are just having a conversation. Anything that you guys want to talk about, ask about today is fair game. I'm feeling very generous and my spirits are uplifted, especially from yesterday. If y'all caught yesterday's topic, we are going to read from Sacred Woman, but I definitely want to reach out and see what are y'all going through? What do you guys need help with? Is there anything that I can assist you all with today? Kelsey says, training can make you feel emotionally drained and down on yourself. You'll get the hang of it, Crystal. This learning curve will pass one day. You'll look back and think, wow, I've come so far. I love that. And welcome, Kelsey. How are you? Yes, I love that. Very true. You can feel it. Like anytime we go through anything new, especially when we're like, I have a new position, it's more money, you have this added pressure thinking that, you know, they want more out of you. But most managers and most supervisors, like I said, know that it takes time for people to get acclimated to a new job. So use that time to give yourself grace, learn the systems, learn the rules and regulations, and know that you're not going to know everything going in. Just get that pressure off of you, because nobody expects anybody to be perfect coming in right off the bat. I'm a natural hair girl now, gifted and doing hair. Go ahead, girl. But definitely, if you have a cosmetology license or you don't have a cosmetology license, go see a licensed cosmetologist. Again, not somebody just braids hair or puts weaves in, because 9 times out of 10 or certain times they don't have cosmetology licenses, but somebody that can help you nourish your hair back to health. Like they know how to treat, maintain, and they know things, or they can give you, you know, topicals and things like that to help your hair grow. That is super important. Good morning, Vanessa. Good morning, Lolo. Oh, y'all are flooding it. Go ahead, y'all. I love the support here. Yes, it's amazing. Y'all are the best people in the world. Crystal, oh my God, yes, it's exactly it. Feel like I need to outperform. I for sure will keep all of this in mind. Absolutely. Yeah. You don't have to outperform. And I know, especially us women of color, Crystal, if you're a woman of color, how much pressure we put on ourselves to be the best, to show up and be professional and things like that. We got to kind of stop doing that to ourselves, because although that might be a stigma or a stereotype, it's not always the case. And with different environments, we have to give everybody the benefit of the doubt and just focus on what you can do. Do not take anything personally. A great book for you to read is 9 Things Successful People Do Differently, and The 4 Agreements would be outstanding, because you can only focus on yourself and what you can do, but you do not have to have that pressure to outperform. You're there to learn. You already got the job. So boom, there you go. And you just do your best every day, without putting pressure on yourself, because we put that added pressure on ourselves, and sometimes it's self-inflicted and unnecessary for you to be great. Brandy says, Crystal, I feel the same way when I started a new job. Give yourself grace. You're still learning and you will get the hang of it in due time. Absolutely. Thank you, Turquoise. I found one yesterday. She doesn't take insurance. Oh, y'all, some of these therapists are really out of control with their prices, for sure. Hopefully it works out for you. Keep going. Psychology Today, I believe, has a great resource. Black Girls in Therapy, and then BetterHelp is one. And there is another psychology thing. And BetterHelp also takes scholarships, financing, and all of that stuff as well, if you guys need that resource for therapists. But Psychology Today, according to my therapist, she said that that's a great resource to find a therapist that fits and works for you. And Juan says, I have a girlfriend, but she wants to have a baby, but she drinks too much. What should I do? Edwan, we talked about this, but no, I think that until you have a wife, you shouldn't be creating babies, in my personal opinion. The only reason I'm going to speak on this is because you asked me. No, I feel like the focus should be, let's establish the relationship first. Let's establish and make sure that you guys are on the same page. And it takes time with people. It takes time to see how they are in all seasons. How are they when they're mad? How are they when they're excited? How are they when they don't get their way? To me, it's a red flag when people only want babies and they don't talk about marriage, because God forbid something happens and then you have now a 2-year co-parenting. And if you decide to go back to your old city and you don't want to live in Florida anymore, Edwan, how is that going to work? So I would focus on the relationship, making sure that you both are healthy, mentally, emotionally, financially, and stable, and then talk about marriage, and then talk about having kids, because it's easy to have babies. It's easy to conceive a child. But what tends to happen is when people want babies and they want kids so fast, they don't think long term. They don't think about, how is this going to affect my child? Is this the right mother? Like, you're already questioning that, right? If she drinks too much, then that means she could have an unhealthy womb. We talked about that in Sacred Woman, right? All of those things will affect your child, will affect the upbringing. How is her mentality? What do you guys believe in parenting? What kind of parenting styles do you guys have? A lot of things need to be talked about before the baby. And I actually have a few videos coming very soon. And today I'm dropping a video at 12 p.m. Eastern time on red flags while dating. I did one with men. I did one for women. I need to do one for men, but it's not the drinking thing that's a red flag for me. It's that you guys need to establish a strong, healthy foundation, get married, and then have a kid, because it's easy to break up. People change, especially if you haven't known her long enough. A lot of men get turned off when their women get pregnant and they start changing hormonally and all these things. If you guys don't have a solid foundation and have established that foundation first, it's easy to walk away. It's easy to be like, I'm out of here. I'm not dealing with this. And then you have a child growing up possibly in the way you didn't want them to grow up. Right, you waited this, Ewan. You waited a really long time to have a child. I would say just try to do it as right as possible. There is no right way, but one thing I think that we do a bad job of in our community is giving the advices. You'll never be ready. You'll never be ready financially, emotionally, and you'll never be 100% ready. I understand what people mean when they say that, but I hate that advice, because it's like saying, "Well, you'll never be ready for college." You may not know how going to class feels yet, or taking an exam yet, or being on campus yet, but you can prepare. You can learn how to study. You can learn what college is best for you, right? You can learn and visit the college. You can learn and do things in the midst of preparing for college. So I disagree when people say you can never be ready. You may never be fully ready, but you can establish yourself financially, emotionally, mentally, and make sure your partner and you are on the same page with your eating habits, your parenting styles, and a solid foundation in a relationship, because it makes a difference when raising children. It's a heavy topic. I love talking about this topic because I feel like we do not family plan in the Black community enough. We do not. And even it's not even just the Black community. I think in America, period, because it's starting to be both sides. All races are now starting to just have kids willy-nilly. And we don't think about the children. We don't think about the grandchildren. We don't think about the cousins. Because if you have children over here and children over here, it might work for your life like that, but what about those siblings? How are their relationships going to be? Are the moms even going to get along in the long term? The siblings, the cousins, it becomes this ripple effect of dysfunction that a lot of us don't think about when we are just trying to have these babies. Now, if you've already had a kid, I'm not really talking to you specifically. I'm talking to the people who have not had children yet. If you've waited this long, you might as well wait until the time is right, in my personal opinion. I had alopecia, but it was only a small part. The dermatologist gave the spot a shot and it grew back. Great advice, Percy. Thank you. Why is this jumping all over the place? I wanted advice. You had any advice on moving to another state alone? If it would be my first time moving out of state in my own place. One, I'm super excited for you, KK. Yes, I have videos on my channel about how to move across country, how to move by yourself, what you're supposed to do. I already have all of those videos if you are. But I would just say, make sure it's a state that you like. Make sure that the industry is there. Make sure that you're going for yourself. You're not running away from something. You're not running for something. Now, I feel like if you're grown and you want to move states for another person, that's not a bad thing, especially if you're trying to establish a family with them. However, I would say make sure that that city or that town or that state has things that you like. And 9 times out of 10, if you don't like it, you can always move. You can always, you're not cemented in one place. So don't ever be fearful. If you move there and you just so happen to not like it, you can always move again. But I'm super excited, KK. Would you want to share where you're moving? Because if you shared where you were moving, if you don't mind, then I could really give you advice on that state if I've lived there. I've lived in Texas, Georgia, California, Washington State, New York, and Missouri, I believe, were the states that I've lived in. May have missed a few or two. And I've also traveled a lot as well. Super excited for you, KK, though. It's going to be a big change. Super happy for you. I hope it works out. Edwan says, I also passed my test for my script. Congratulations. And we're going to Disney Hollywood Studios and learn the behind the scenes. I'm super happy for you, Edwan. Congratulations. I think that that's a great thing to focus on, is just your career right now. And if you want somebody, that's not a bad thing to date. But I feel like there are steps for a reason. And it's just to make your life a lot easier down the road versus having to deal with a baby mama, giving child support, all these things when you're establishing your career and you're headed in the right direction. I think you should just wait it out until you guys are established and know exactly what you want. Crystal says, oh, great. Thank you. I'll be ordering those 2 books on Amazon today. Yes, there's a link down below that will get you right to them. No problem, Edwan. Let's see, she Amber says to KK, she also has videos up. I moved states and loved it, and it was with my parents, but I can say I didn't know anyone but them here. But the thing is all about making sure you're safe. Y'all, my reading today is not up to par. She Amber says, yes, waiting until marriage to have kids is so important. And again, for those of you who have not, there's no dig. It's just, you give yourself a better shot, let's just say. And it's not as easy to walk away. Good morning, Chevy Chev. Good morning, Miss Linda says, facts. Kel says, such beautiful, honest advice. Brittany, love your heart. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you. Miss Linda says, facts. Yeah, you want to make sure that you guys, that's a red flag. Like when a man, and not Edwan, but when a man tells you that you'd make a beautiful mother before being a beautiful wife, to me, it's just like, flag on the play. And I say that because our society and our generation especially it's so easy to conceive, you guys. And for those who it's not easy for, it's unfortunate because it's like, dang, I'm up here trying. I'm up here having the right, you know, foundation, and these people just having kids willy-nilly, you know? So I know that side of it too. But as far as just, it's easy to have kids, y'all. We want to establish healthy families and a good foundation for the children. Because if you grew up without a father, if you grew up with a co-parenting household situation as a kid, what was your ideal situation? Your ideal situation 9 times out of 10, if the relationship wasn't extremely toxic, was to have both of your parents. And so I don't know about you, Edwan, or some of you all on here. If it's up to me, I'm going to try my best. Now, nobody's perfect and nobody signs up to be a single mom. So I'm not shaming anybody, because I know for sure 9 times out of 10, when you had your child, you didn't think that you were going to be a single mom, for those of you who are single moms. But that's what happens, is men tend to not have that same commitment. Women, we can't go nowhere, right? The baby's in our bellies. We can't leave our children. We can't go scurry off and go live our lives. But men can be like, I don't even like you no more, or this situation isn't really rocking with me. Let me know when my son or daughter drops, I'm out. And that's kind of a lot of times how people move. And it's unfair to the woman. It's unfair to your child. It's unfair all around, because that's not how the relationship started. So we want to be very cautious when we're out here just talking about having babies without facilitating a solid family foundation first. And if you do decide to co-parent, how is that co-parenting situation really going to work in the long run? I think that that's something that we don't talk about enough. I think that is something that we don't focus on enough. We just focus on babies and names and how cute they're going to be in their clothes. But what about the person? You know, a baby is temporary. You are breeding another human life, another human being with plans, aspirations, with purpose that God has planted here. And we want to facilitate the best upbringing as possible. And we can't do that if we're broken, if we're fighting, if we're custody, if it's child support, if it's all of these layers of drama and chaos that we cause because, you know, of us just not thinking things through a little way. So be patient, Edwan. You're a man, so the time is on your side. And I would just say, give it some time. Really make sure y'all have that solid foundation. And if you do not want to marry this woman, if you don't see yourself being with this woman long term, then the answer is no with the children. I don't understand why men have children with women that they don't want to marry. Not you, Edwin. I'm just saying in general, because I hear that all the time. Oh, I have a child with her, but I'm not going to marry her. But you can divorce, but the marriage is, the child's forever. I don't understand that logic. It makes absolutely no sense to me. Thank you for the super chat, Percy. Percy says, thanks for opening discussion today. My question is, when I was younger, I freely gave personal info about myself to a church. And now I'm older, I regret it. Now I'm more private now that I'm older. Should I change churches? If the church is making you feel uncomfortable and you no longer have ties or you feel judged to that church, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely. Yep. Change your church. I stopped going to church. I've moved churches because of exes. I've moved churches because I felt like they were also just too mingled into my business. Because church isn't about any of that. It's about connecting with God, being in a space with like-minded people to get your connection with God stronger. It is not about all the extra stuff. And then helping out the community as well. So maybe if you do community events, that's where the buck stops. I'm very, keep me 50 feet with the church. I don't want to know nobody's business. I don't even want to know who's dating who, who's what, who. I don't, Miss Johnson, I really don't even want to know your name. I want to say hi to you on Sunday and keep it pushing. But that's me. That's just me. Some people like to be all wound up in the church like that. But if you feel that they have crossed a line and a boundary, and you just don't feel comfortable anymore, absolutely, you can move churches. There's nothing that should be tying you to one specific place. If that is not where you feel you fit, you belong, or anything like that, absolutely move. Heartbeat. You don't owe that church nothing. God is with you everywhere. Let's see. I hope I answered your question. Let me know, Percy. Miss Linda says, do the right thing because it's right to do it right. Turquoise says, sometimes a partner wants a child as a way to keep you in a relationship, but the person can still leave. And that's too, because some people want the, you know, they think that's going to make you stay and stick around. It's another thing too. Yeah. They want you to stay and stick around, but that doesn't mean that they'll be a good parent. You know, everybody's not going to be a good parent. And that's the key. I love turquoise. Come on now, turquoise. Y'all better listen to turquoise. Being intentional is key. Thank you, Carmela. Love that. Being intentional about the child that you're bringing into the world is absolutely key. And now with the move to overturn Roe versus Wade, it's to get people thinking about bringing additional people into the world without adequate resources. I think that this is a great topic to talk about, Miss Linda. Thank you for bringing this up. And then Cooking with Raw says some men trap women too. Oh, absolutely. Abso-freaking-lutely they do. Yes, they do, Cooking with Raw. I was raised different if I had a baby with a woman, I'm going to marry that woman and she ain't make that baby by herself. Absolutely, Edwan. But let's talk about the marriage first. If you know that that's what it is, right? If she has a baby, I'm going to marry her. Then why not focus on the marriage first? Because that's the thing that's going to really see if that person should even be the mother of your child, right? Let's not do it backwards, if that makes any sense. Just for you. And honestly, it's not for anybody but to protect you, your sanity, your money, your mentality, everything. Because in the long term, it can be good. So let's talk about this Roe versus Wade being overturned. So to all of my young ones on here that are listening, Roe versus Wade was the law that gave women freedom over their bodies and over what they wanted to do, whether they wanted to terminate a pregnancy or not. And it's also scary because not just the termination of the pregnancy, but if a woman isn't going to carry a baby full term, if the baby passes away in their, you know, in their stomach, then there are some issues with that as well, because it's not just about terminating the pregnancy because you don't want to be a mother at that time or you're having conflicted issues. To me, it overshadows too into what if a woman was harmed, what if she was sexually assaulted, all of those things. These things are being now taken away from us or on the cusp of being taken away. So for the young ones with Roe versus Wade, especially if you have not have children yet, this, you guys need to be very, very careful with who you conceive children with, who you lay down with, because the options that my generation had is not the same that your generation has or is going to have what it looks like. It looks like all these bills are being passed to eliminate the rights for you to have that choice. So you might just be having fun. You might just be, you know, out and about doing your thing, but there's deeper consequences now than there was a few years ago. So I want all women, especially if you're a young woman here listening, be very, 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 very careful. Be very, very, very careful. Be very, 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 very careful because you won't have the options to do what you feel is best for you. You have to go with what the state or the government is telling you that is best for you and your child. So just be very careful. Yes, absolutely. Okay, cool, Percy. Thank you. Turquoise, that person is called a narcissist. They're out here though, Miss Linda. They are out here. They are out here. People will trap you in a heartbeat. I like that, sis, so good. I'm trying to trust in myself and God to show me that moving to Houston will be a good move. Okay, so KK's going to Houston. All right, so KK, I lived in Houston high school and my adult life. Houston, one, is a great city. It's full of great people in the industry. I don't know what industry you're in, KK, but it's great if you're an accountant. It's great if you like corporate jobs. It's great for that type of situation. Houston is a 9-to-5 type of city, which means there's traffic in the morning, traffic in the evenings. But it's a lot of fun. Great people. Be mindful of the tone is a little racist. I'm not going to lie to you. Texas is a racist state. Texas acts as its own country. If anybody is a Texan on here, has lived in Texas, y'all know Texas operates as its own country. Sometimes be very careful in certain counties. You know, depending on where you move to outside of the city of Houston, some of the counties can be rather racist. Just be careful, be cautious. But overall, Houston is a very very fun city. And then also be mindful during hurricane season. Hurricane season starts about June to November-ish. So be on the lookout for that. Make sure that you do not get a first floor apartment if you are moving into an apartment, and make sure whatever side of town you are living on does not flood, meaning the south side. The south side tends to flood more than the north side. So just be mindful of that, KK, when you are when you're moving and you're looking for a place, no first floor apartments at all. And ask when you move into the area, does this area flood often? Because Houston is a city that floods, and when it rains really hard, and when it's hurricane season, certain parts of the city tends to flood often. Like the highway will be underwater. So just ask when you're moving in or when you're looking for apartments, hey, does this area flood? How's the weather here during hurricane season? But make sure you do not get a first floor apartment. But I'm super excited. Houston is a fun city, and you'll love it. I think you'll have a great time. Does anybody have any questions, comments, or concerns about today's topic? I know I've just been talking to y'all today. Mental health working at LCPC. What's LCPC? Well, that's awesome, though. We do need more mental health workers. Let's see. Also, some traumatized and have toxic attachment for those that are not good for them. That is also true. Y'all got to be careful. We got to be careful when we out here having children. Y'all. Just we got to be careful. So let's talk about that. Let's see what the Sacred Woman says. For there's like she has different talks about birth and how we should bring people into this world. I did not think that we were going to talk about this today, but I think that this is important. Making sure that you are linking up with a like-minded person. Well, we already kind of talked about this before. But linking up with somebody who is on the same wavelength as you, who wants the same things as you, you guys are on the same frequency about raising children, marriage, how you guys are going to live. A lot of conversations need to be had before you have children. Oh, I love that. Yes, you're going to have a great time. You're going to love Houston, KK. I'm super excited for you. I've lived in Houston for a very long time. Just be careful, but ask before you move. Does this area flood? So in this book, she talks about a lot about sacred relationships. And then we also talked about this before too. And I wanted to read this to you guys because I had this highlighted to read to y'all yesterday. But if you ever have anything battling with, if you've ever been battling with a relationship with your mother, you need to heal from this. It says, a love message on behalf of our earthly mothers. If you're carrying resentment for your earthly mother, release your burden. Cleanse your heart in your meditation. Open up and just thank your mother no matter what. Hug her body and kiss her hand in the flesh. Or if she sits among the ancestors, meaning she passed away, embrace her spirit sweetly and offer her a spiritual gift. For your mother did the best she could with what she had to work with. Forgiving her, your blessings will flow like a waterfall. So if anybody is out there with any type of resentment, hostility, bad blood against their mother, that is something that we definitely have to heal, especially if you want children, especially if you're moving into a more sacred space with having children and you want to establish that. That forgiveness to your mother is extremely important. I meant to talk about that yesterday. But motherhood is extremely sacred. And it says, as far as I could remember, as we are reading out of Sacred Woman by Queen Afua, it says, as far back as I can remember, I felt in my soul that mothering was an all-important work, and I wanted very much to become one. I waited most of my life to finally become a mother. Well, it happened. I birthed and mothered 3 children, nurtured and mothered a few hundreds, and many friends and clients and other people's children. Again, you don't have to be your own child's mother to be a mother. And that's another thing, men, watch your woman around other children. That's a telltale sign too. How is she around other children? But all of the nurturing work I have ever done in my life, birthing and mothering my children, was by far the most supreme experience of mothering. To mold a being from the inside your womb, to share your body with a soul that feeds from you, from your person, until he or she arrives to this earth, is a mighty miracle. As a mother giving birth, you are giving the opportunity to be an active part of creation, to experience the volcano-like eruption of the earth within you as you crack open into your power. Oof. Sounds painful. It says, I do have more questions right now. I'm single. But when you were single, what were some of your deal breakers? Ooh, good question. Okay. So we were talking about mothering and all of these things and relationships. If you guys are tuning in, welcome to the Morning Motivation. I opened up the line for people to ask their questions while we read out of Sacred Woman. So a few of my red flags and deal breakers were toxic people who had not healed, closed-minded men. Because when women, or when you start doing your self-work, right, Percy, when you start healing yourself from your past trauma, start going to therapy, when you start learning how to better communicate, you will also want a partner who is working on themselves and doing the same thing. So my red flags were people who weren't open-minded, people who aren't willing to do the work, men who didn't have self-respect, meaning they just did anything with anybody, didn't respect their bodies, didn't respect me. I have a lot of deep red flags versus the typical, oh, he got to make this type of money and he got to look like this and he got to drive this. Of course, I wanted an attractive man. I feel like everybody should be with somebody they're attracted to. But my red flags were a lot deeper than just the typical, stereotypical red flags. But some women, it's how much you make. Some women, it's where you live. Baby mamas, for some people, just depends on the woman. Every woman is different. So when you're dating, that's a great question to ask during a date. Like, what are some of your deal breakers? Because every woman's deal breakers are going to be different. Every woman is not the same. Every man is not the same. If I can give anybody advice, when you go out there, do not put your standards of, I need this, on every single person, because everybody is different. Everybody's having their own separate experiences. So I hope I answered your question. You guys feel free to ask questions today. This is an open discussion. Hey, Miss Debbie says, you are speaking to me. I forgive, but keep being rejected by her. Do I just let it go when she shows no effort? Oof. Yes, because forgiveness isn't for them. It's for us. It's for us to heal and for God to see that we're honoring our parents. So if she's not reciprocating, I'm so sorry. One day she might. And until then, all you can do is just not allow yourself to be hurt. Like, when you forgive, you don't give that person the permission or the keys to just do whatever they want to you. Absolutely not. Or call you whenever they want. You still should be respected as a human being and as an adult, especially if you take care of yourself. But you just love them anyway. You love them from a distance. You pray for them. You forgive for yourself so you can start your healing process, and just pray, you know, that, because God handles parents too. You know, God handles people when they're not right with their kids or when they have something towards their children. And it could be something that's so much deeper than y'all's relationship. It could be the relationship with her mother. It could be the relationship or relationship she's had in her past. So just know that she's a human having a human experience. She may not be going about it in the most healthy or the, what you would consider the right way. But just give her grace as much as you can. Love her anyway for your sake, and honor her the best of your ability without letting her pierce your heart. If that makes sense. It's hard because it's your mom. Just do your best. Do whatever works for you. Pray for God to give you strength, healing. Pray for her and her healing. But if there's resentment, it probably has nothing to do with you, Debbie. Miss Debbie, I promise you, it probably has nothing to do with you. It is all about her and whatever has caused all of this pain. Because only hurt people hurt people. People that are healed and happy don't want to hurt, don't want, you know, they don't have walls up. They don't have resentment. She's just hurting, unfortunately, and we may never know that answer. But just love her anyway. Forgive her for yourself and just keep her at bay as much as you can handle. And if you can't handle it, if it hurts you too much, you just may have to love her from a distance, unfortunately, until she calls you, unless she needs you. But I pray that one day it turns around for y'all. I pray that it does. No problem. Good morning, Ross. How are you? Let's see. No problem, Debbie. Ms. Linda says, deal breakers are cursing, drinking, texting instead of conversating or conversing, ghosting, and when you're bored, red flag, get gone fast. Don't wait for the next sign. I actually have a video dropping today at 12 o'clock, 12 p.m. Eastern on deal breakers, you guys. And I talk about some of these things. But see what I mean? Everybody's different. Cursing would not be a deal breaker for me. Texting instead of conversing wouldn't be a deal breaker for me because some guys just aren't good conversational. They just not good on the phone. And as you date younger, this younger generation does not talk on the phone. They'll just like have their phones on. It's really, really weird. So it just, every woman is different. Every woman is different. So you just have to know your deal breakers, Percy, and then find out what that person's deal breaker is. I am pushing forward this morning. What's going on, Ross? Are you all right? What's going on? Let me know. You guys, if you guys have any questions, we have about 10 minutes before we wrap up. But I want to continue reading as much as I can until you guys have your questions. But we are reading out of Sacred Woman. And this is mother to daughter. So maybe these words will heal or help heal. It says, mothers, take time to teach your daughters whose wombs have not yet been touched by the world. Show them by your example what it is and what it's not to be. Follow your intuition and your knowledge. Guide them about how to respect their sacred wombs. Anoint and bless your daughters' wombs, hearts, and minds every new moon, or at least onset of their menses, meaning their cycle. Teach her how to care for her sacred and holy womb through her teachings of the natural law. Whisper into her ear at night like the old folks did. Tell her your womb is sacred and you are sacred. Tell your daughter that she is beautiful. Tell her that she is like a crystal, a pearl, another precious gem. Tell her that she is as lovely as a rose or as an orchard and orchards. Your beloved daughter is to be appreciated as one of the flowers of Mother Earth. Let your daughter know that she is worthy of all that the Creator's loves and blessings. Hug her often, kiss her crowned, rock her when possible, so she will know you as her foundation, her solid ground. Talk to her and tell her what is in your heart. Listen to her closely. Let nothing be so big or small that she cannot talk to you. Keep her heart sweet by exposing her to the beauty of the world. Keep her mindful of the world and its adversity in order to help her develop her highest compassion and intellectual level. Let her know her womb is an extension of her mind. Adorn her mind with lots of love so her life will be sublime. I love that. We got a lot of work to do as people, y'all, because we have a lot of people in pain. We have a lot of people suffering. We were reading from Sacred Woman, Queen Afua, and that was mothers to daughters. So unfortunately, if we didn't get those blessings because our mothers did not know, we can still give those to our children. We can still facilitate the new generation and the next generation of our children these sacred words or these teachings, this love and this admiration. So if it wasn't given to you, you have the opportunity to give to another person. No, ghosting and reappearing is real. It is real. Linda, you're 100% right. Percy, people do that. That is real. They'll ghost you, go MIA, and then they'll text you back, hey, big head, or what's up? Like, what? Oh, that's happened to me a few times. Yeah, no, that is a red flag. Absolutely. Miss Linda's 100% right. Do you guys have any more questions, comments, or concern before we wrap it up? Today was just an open talk, an open conversation. Some of you all had questions. We read a little bit from Sacred Woman about being a mother, forgiving our mothers and our mothers to our daughters. I hope you guys are being blessed. Make sure we are cultivating healthy relationships, families, the whole nine. I know today wasn't as structured as we normally have it structured, but I felt like having an open conversation with you all. I hope you guys got something out of today. I hope you guys are out there being blessed. I'm so proud of y'all for making moves, getting new positions, promotions, starting new jobs, getting new cars. Happy birthday again. Happy, happy birthday to, whose birthday was it? I'm so sorry. Was it Crystal's birthday? Whose birthday was it? I got to go all the way back up. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Cooking with Raw. Happy birthday, Cooking with Raw. I hope you have a blessed, blessed, blessed one. Crystal says, thank you for another timely word. I appreciate it. Sydney says, one of my grandmas never felt love from her mother. So when she had kids, she tried to overcompensate and be a chronic enabler. Yeah, we got to be careful not to go too extreme. You just have to see what was not given to you and try to do better, I guess. But yes, we don't want to be chronic enablers. So we have to be careful of that too. No problem. You guys have a great day. I don't curse. Miss Linda, you crack me up. Now, if you don't curse, that might be a deal breaker for you, for sure. Zebby says, LOL, pay attention to people who only have time for you when they're broke or bored. Ooh. Ooh, yes. All right, y'all. I hope you guys have a great one. Do not forget to come back to my channel at 12 p.m. Eastern time. I have a special, or I have a sit down video that gives you guys 5 red flags while you're dating and something that you do not want to miss out on, especially if you're dating out here in these streets and you may need a little help on what's a red flag and what's not, then stay tuned. I love you guys so much. I hope you guys. Oh, what the fruit punch. What the fruit punch. I like that. That's cute. But you guys have a great, great, great day. I hope you guys are beautiful and blessed and have a great one. Have a great day, you guys. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, y'all.